we quiet? I'm hunting rabbit.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the inner vote now, West. My name is Lee Stark.
My name is Gary Stark. I better turn you up a little bit.
You might want to turn me up just a little bit so people can actually hear me.
Why would they want to do that?
I don't know. It's not real. It's not like it's my show or anything. I mean, I'm Lee Stark with L-double-E, not the same L-E-I-G-H Stark.
Yes, welcome to you were not on TV this week.
I was not on TV this week. My imposter was on TV this week, the man formerly known as Welcome to the Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ. And tonight, we're having a special worm edition because there's a worm in the studio and Dad won't get rid of it.
No, it's just sitting there. It's not doing anything too untoward, so why should we get rid of it?
It's nodding its head at things I say and shaking its head whenever you say anything.
Absolutely.
Technically, I shouldn't want to get rid of it.
No. It's definitely...
Now it's shaking its head at me, nodding its head at you.
It's definitely in your favour.
Who trained this worm?
It's a very well-trained worm. Terry's in charge of training here at the studio, so it must have been Terry who trained it.
Is it, like, do we have a breed of worm? Is it
Terry, thanks
worm?
For doing your show. It was a great show, by the way.
It was a great show.
Terry's in charge of training, so Terry trained this worm.
Right. So now it's shaking its head at both of us, so it doesn't approve anything we do.
That's basically it. Not surprising at all, really, under the circumstances. It. Welcome to this Gadget Grill on whatever day it is today.
So
Sunday the 25th.
I keep forgetting.
Sunday the 25th of July in the year 2010.
I think I'm creaking a lot today.
Yeah, you've got to oil your...
I really do have to get some WD-40 into all my joints.
There you go. There you go. What have you been up to this week?
I've been building a desk.
Building a desk.
And it's
one
exciting.
Why?
I've been building a desk because I need more space at home, so I've been building a desk. It's nothing technological in the slightest. I have been building a desk. It's like tech with screwdrivers and chip wood because I'm cheap. But you know what? We're not that cheap because we're giving away headphones tonight.
We are giving away a pair of AJ's 2 today. I've got them right here in my little hand.
That's hardly a little hand. The worm just shook its head in agreement with me.
The AJ's 2, I've actually got a pair plugged into one of the monitors here as well today. They're a very nice set of headphones. Flat cable, 20 to 20,000 hertz response.
The flat cable means you actually can't... it's harder to get it in a tangle, which is really good for those of us who, I don't know, tangle up everything. Isn't that right, Worm? Worm just got himself in a tangle. That's
Worm.
A little bit strange. By the way, how was your weekend?
My weekend was quiet. I did some preparation for the show today, which reminds me. Get my news items ready to look at.
You probably should get those news items ready.
And I went out and had lunch out at Balmoral today.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
During the week, as you know, we went to a couple of launches during the week.
We did news coming up in that, I'm assuming.
We'll talk about that in the news if you wish.
Yeah, that seems like an appropriate idea.
It does indeed.
Should we mention that the lines are now open for this?
Yes, we'll start taking phone calls now on 97440881. Well, while the music's playing, not just yet. Wait until we start playing some music so that you don't interrupt us too much.
Because we have to actually pick you up here at the station. And if we're on the air, there's a high chance, being only two of us in the station right now, we'll ignore you. It's nothing against you.
That's right.
It's hard to run a radio show and be an operator on the phone. So call when the songs are on. You could win a pair of AJ's 2 headphones. You do
courtesy of the distributors of AJ's, of course. What's the question this week?
Are we going to do the same questions last week?
I think we'll do this. Yeah, we're lazy.
We're too lazy to think of a new question. What don't you like about your current headphones? It could be that they've broken. It could be that a ferret is currently chewing them. It could be that your dog ate them and you really are afraid to get them back. Post that traumatic incident. Tell us what it was. Call us on 97440881 or Twitter back. Yes, we do respond to the Twitter feeds of either at Gary Stark, which is you.
Me, with one R, G-A-R-Y-S-T-A-R-K.
Or at L-E-I-G-H-L-O, which is me. If you respond to any of that, or respond to us with something, we will get back to you. We do prefer it if you call the station on 97440881, but if you do it on Twitter, we'll happily respond to that as well. Keep in mind, this is for New South Wales people only, because we do get a lot of people from around the world listening to this show.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, I just wanted to adjust the microphone. The microphone just was just getting a little bit droopsy, and I just wanted to adjust that. In the meantime, here comes.
Yeah, that's a hard segue to do, isn't it?
Yes, I know.
I don't know how to pronounce the last name. I'm going to take a stab. This is
Lucia.
Clara Lucia with Here Comes. The Gatch Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. If you're listening to us in your post-debate sort of mood, don't worry, we won't be yelling at each other too much. Right, Dad?
What?
We won't be yelling to each other too much.
Okay. Be careful, you're going to cough up that worm.
I might. And if you're listening to us on a worm, it could be a little bit strange, much like a babel fish, get it out of your ear. Instead, tune into www.radio2rdj.com to listen to it there.
Indeed.
We should probably get stuck in some news because we spent too much time faffing about.
Yes. Do you know what a smug is?
I know that I occasionally can look smug when someone's told me something I already know.
Then you can now get a smart mug.
A smart mug.
It will order.
Every time you tell me something like this, I always feel like a part of me dies.
Yeah, as well it should. A smart mug. How about a mug that has an RFID tag embedded into the mug?
Why?
Well, it contains your order details, what you recently ordered at the coffee shop. It also contains.
You didn't save this for the useless gadget section.
I should have. It lets you order your. It'll order your coffee for you, and it'll pay for your coffee for you. You do is you swipe the mug and.
What if you drink tea?
It'll carry a tea order as well.
What if you
chocolate?
What if you need a beer? What about the RFID beer schooner?
Now there's a thought.
That sounds like something some Australian needs to invent.
Yeah. or maybe for our politicians in Canberra, the RFID and the Chardonnay glass.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Next.
What about for the worm?
I don't know.
Okay. An RFID wormhole.
No. This week, it's expected Panasonic will be showing off, getting back onto some sort of gadgety related topic, Dad. Show off a 3D video camera. So, you know how we had a couple weeks ago, we had Sony launch their mirrorless interchangeable lens video camera, their Milk?
Yes.
This is unlikely to be a Milk, but it will be a video camera of two lenses, so you can shoot.
So, this is going to be like a real 3D video camera?
Yeah.
Two lenses, two sensors, the whole lot?
We don't know. We won't know until later on this week.
Okay, well, we better find out then. That sounds interesting.
It does sound interesting, but considering what we've got to talk about later on, will it be as interesting as Panasonic think?
I don't know. We'll find out soon enough. This is all... it's all done with mirrors, you know?
It's all smoke and mirrors?
Smoke and mirrors. How about front-rendered surround sound?
I was trying to figure this out when I saw this. What the hell is front-rendered surround sound? Because surround sound is around you. Why should it be at the front of you?
Well, it's coming from speakers at the front, but the technology is such that it makes it sound like it's coming from all around you.
So it's like those headphones that claim surround sound when they just put extra pieces around different parts of the ear.
Well, that's sort of doing it physically. This is doing it with...
magic.
With magic, yeah, with mirrors, basically, smoke and mirrors. Because stereo sort of can make the music sound like it's way over to the left or way over to the right or in the centre or somewhere in between those two. What they're doing is they're extending that sort of concept. So this is something new.
Now, Dad, did you say happy birthday earlier this week?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
I did indeed.
Did you say it to Commodore?
I did notice that, yes. I did notice that, but no, I did not. Not to Commodore.
Commodore, the Amiga 1000 was debuted in Lincoln Center in New York City on July 24th, 1985. Can you believe it's been... But 25 years since the Commodore Amiga.
And 25 years since the laptop was born.
Indeed, because Toshiba showed us basically the 25th anniversary of their laptops this week by launching a whole bunch of laptops.
And TVs and video cameras
and some memory.
There was some good stuff there.
Yeah, I particularly am fond of something called CloudBook. Did you see this thing? It was basically a netbook cut in half with 8 to 10 hours of battery life and a 32 gig SSD. What impressed me most was it was was running Android 2.1, the same thing that they're using in most of the phones. So all of your apps, all your information will sync across them.
Yeah.
That's something I can't wait to see.
It's going to be very interesting. How about you want a free phone?
Do I have to offend anyone?
If you say no, you probably will.
Okay.
But I've got two things for you in the way of free phones.
Okay.
Microsoft Phone 7.
Yeah, I was really hopeful about this, and I'm beginning to wonder about it a lot.
Microsoft apparently are going to give Microsoft Phone 7 devices to all of their staff around the world.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Ooh. That's at least going to make sure they have to manufacure and get
more than
500
absolutely
in circulation.
Goodbye, kin numbers of 302.
503, it was.
503. No, apparently it was actually 60,000 because the amount of people using the apps.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Another thing.
And, well, hang on a second. And Samsung in England are giving away Galaxy S phones.
Yeah, I heard about this.
To people who are dissatisfied with their iPhone 4.
Yeah, the people who are sitting there saying, my iPhone 4 just isn't doing what it should be doing and whatnot. But you know what? You know this iPhone 4 situation that Apple have said, we're going to fix. The antenna gate. They're going to remedy by giving you the free cases.
Yes.
And this phone comes out next week.
This Friday.
In Australia. July 30th, it comes out in Australia. Well, those new cases, those free cases you're supposed to be getting, if you actually check with trying to order them, they will not be in until September the 1st. So not only do you have to wait for this, you have to wait with dodgy reception, theoretically.
The easy answer to that then, of course,
is to get a Band-Aid and stick it over the side.
Well, better than the Band-Aid, get the little sticker that
little
we saw.
Little sticker that says Encore. It doesn't actually work like that. It's an interesting idea.
Well, the concept is good. What it is, for those who aren't aware of it, it's a sticker that looks like the Encore icon on your iPhone.
Or your iPhone.
On an iPhone. And what you do is you use the sticker to cover up the sensitive part on the antenna, the strip where the antenna parts meet, and it will. The idea is that it actually stops you from ending the call. It doesn't actually work as an end call button. But that's a good thing.
Got one final news item. If you got time?
We've got plenty of time.
You got plenty of time? Okay. Well, I might give you two then. But this is one. You know how we've got the Blu-ray disc, which takes theoretically up to 100 gig on each Blu-ray now.
Yes.
We have new firmware upgrades. At the moment, it's 25 to 50, but new firmware upgrades coming out next year or so should get up to 100 gig. Well, Sony and a group of people at Tohoku University, have created a blue violet laser, and it can deal with a 1 terabyte optical disc.
1 terabyte.
Now, if you thought it was hard enough finding enough, rebuying your content again, rebuying your DVDs and your Blu-rays and whatnot,
and you got to buy it again and again.
Wait till you have to buy it for a 4K screen. Apparently full HD is not full HD. We've known about this for a while now.
Yep.
I think they call it quad HD. Imagine when you have to buy that new TV and it's got to be 3D and quad HD, and you're looking forward to rebuying everything again, Dad.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it terrible?
It's a little bit bad.
Yeah. I've got a couple more stories to go.
Okay.
First one I've got is, hear about the iPhone GPS that caught a thief this week?
No.
Oh, this was really cool. In San Francisco, a lady, Jordan Sturm, she was working on doing a demonstration with the people that she works for, of a new GPS tracking application, a real-time GPS tracking application for the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing a demonstration, and she was out and about in San Francisco when some guy, what's his name? I've got his name here somewhere. Horatio Touré came riding past on
What a name.
Yeah, came riding past on his bicycle, snatched the iPhone off off Jordan, and dashed off, rode off into the sunset.
Nice guy.
well, nice guy, but the really fun thing, of course, was that the iPhone was being tracked in real time. They called the police, and in 10 minutes, within 10 minutes, the police had nabbed him because they knew exactly where to find him.
God, idiot.
Yeah.
Couldn't have happened. Couldn't have tried it on the worst, subject.
I know. Absolutely beautiful. The last item I've got is not really gadget-related, but we often do stuff that's interesting from a scientific point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And, the 5-second rule.
It better be interesting.
Oh, this is very interesting.
Be interesting.
You know what the 5 second rule is, don't you?
That's the one where I listen to you 5 seconds and I doze off.
That's no, not that one. The other 5 seconds.
Oh, the one where I drop something on the floor, I drop a piece of food on the floor, and I decide to eat it, and then at 5 seconds, I'm fine.
If you pick it up within 5 seconds, then theoretically you're okay.
That's according to the 5 seconds. I've heard it's more around 7 to 10 seconds.
Some scientists actually did a test on this, and it takes a lot less than 5 seconds to pick up bacteria. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Of course not.
I mean,
of course not. But the upshot of it was that while the floor can be a dirty surface. Typically, that if you're a reasonably healthy sort of person, it's not going to do you any harm.
Yeah, so a little bit of dirt apparently is good for you. I used to be a hypochondriac about everything, and now I just worry about being on the show with you.
There you go. There you go.
97440881. Tell us what you don't like about your headphones. The lines were busy before.
But they should be clear now. Hopefully they're clear now.
We've got the worm on it. The worm's invading the telephone lines. You should be dealing with it. Tell us what you don't like about
97440881. And I guess that wraps up the news.
That does. This is Joe Warwick with Wrap Me Up. Not a terribly bad segue, Dad. When it's in the dark, you can see the love is not gone. Run off with you, man. I know what I could, but I can't, so I just spent. It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, the voice of the Inner West. We're going to get stuck into our segment while we put on our 3D glasses. We don't really have these 3D glasses, we're lying.
No, we've got 3D. We have 3D headphones.
We have 3D
on
headphones there.
It's around sound.
Three dimensions, the worm. He's nodding his head.
Yes, he's nodding his head.
And we're going to get stuck into this because there was an article on Gizmodo this week.
It was an interesting article.
It spoke about something called the death of 3D. I'll happily reference that because we wanted to speak about it for a while now. I know that I saw at least one movie this week.
In 3D.
I saw Toy Story 3 in
3D. Both of you saw it.
Thanks, Dad. And while it's an excellent movie, nothing about it needed to be in 3D. Not a bloody thing. It was what I call the window effect, which is you look at a movie and it's like looking through a window, which doesn't make the movie immersive. It's brought on the question of, do we really need 3D? Is this gimmick fading already? Has it only taken 7 months?
Well, and the article actually referred to Avatar as being a complete 3D immersive experience.
It was.
Very good. And then it referred to a second movie. And what was it? I think it was something like 75% of Avatar were for the 3D version.
Yep.
And I think it was about 60% of the takings for the next movie were 3D.
And it gradually got worse.
And everything else is going to drop down to 35 to 40%.
And we've always said here, because we're photographers and we're writers, that 3D should be integral to the filmmaking progress, or process rather. It should be, they should have a reason for using 3D. But it was said actually a few months ago by a bunch of film critics and even people working in the movie industry that 3D might end up killing itself, because in the process of trying to make every movie 3D, like Alice in Wonderland and Clash of the Titans, which neither were actually filmed in 3D, they were filmed in 2D and then converted to 3D using post-processing and basic just post-work animation and extra editing, they are... Sorry about that, that's my chair. They are, in turn, shooting themselves in the foot by adding this element that was completely unnecessary. Like those cheap shots of throwing stuff out of the screen, useless.
By the same token, I thought the article was taking a very, very simple approach to it and just using basically three or four movies as evidence that 3D is dying. And I thought that, no, it's not to do with the movies. It's not to do with the results of those three or four movies. It's to do with the content. And if there's good content that is very immersive, I'd imagine that stuff like some Star Trek movies would look very good in 3D.
I likewise think that, to be honest, I think 3D gaming will, as in proper 3D gaming, games coming out of the screen, I think that will push 3D into most people's homes. I think that on the PlayStation and on PC at the moment...
PlayStation, PC, Xbox, that sort of thing. As they get the current 3D technology as it migrates down to those games, and you become more immersed in the games. And also, things like on the Wii, if you're doing something like the exercise stuff on Wii,
But that's that sort of stuff's coming to the Xbox and PlayStation later this year anyway through Move and Kinect. But it is that sort of thing where you do need them. You do need the 3D to be in there for a reason, and gaming has that in there for a reason because it's part of the interactive process. But
to try and make it more realistic.
Make it more realistic, to make you part of the game, whereas movies aren't designed for that. Movies aren't an interactive medium. They're something you watch.
Well, I'd imagine that in something like, you know, some of the car racing games as well, having 3D, you know, sort of on a big screen and so on, that's going to make the game just so much more fun again.
I remember when they had a 3D demo, when the first 3D TVs were coming out from Sony, and they put on Wipeout, which is a high-speed futuristic racing game, and everyone else stood back in this demo environment, and I stepped forward because just the sheer notion of having a larger screen with 3D
made it up close and personal
made it just that much more fun and interesting. And I've said this before when I've reviewed 3D monitors in the past, that I'll put myself right into it because they are more fun, they're interactive. That's where 3D should be pushed to. Eventually maybe we'll push to Star Trek's holographic ideals of the holodeck, but we're not there yet. We're nowhere near there yet.
No, that's still at least 3 months away.
Exactly, right. But that's the sort of thing that makes me think that whole 3D movie sort of thing has to have a reason to exist. We've always argued that 3D TV is useless for the most part. I mean, look at 3D sport. It was like watching it on a window.
Yeah, I think sport...
It depends on the sport.
It depends on the sport, but my personal feeling is that that stuff like soccer and the rugby league, they're not where it should be.
If the camera was more in your face, like on the ball, no one would care. That would be so much fun.
I honestly think that stuff like news is going to be good in 3D, but it's
really?
Also going to. But I also think it's going to be frightening and terrifying in 3D.
Well, you don't think MasterChef would be good? You could be in the pan, in the fry pan.
Could you imagine tonight's debate in 3D?
Well,
it couldn't have made it any worse.
The worm comes out of the screen to poll you.
There you go.
He nods his head.
Yeah, the worm. Yeah, you do the worm in 3D and it comes out of the screen
towards you. That's right.
I think that'd be good. Or maybe an old John Wayne Western changed that to 3D so that he points his gun at you and comes out of the screen.
Those cheap effects only last for so long.
You get
they
tired.
They have to have a reason for existing.
Yeah. So what do you think? Is 3D dead?
I don't think it's dead. I think it's just going to become a part of what we use. I don't think it's going to die, per se.
Part of the tool set.
Yeah.
With the current technology?
What do you mean?
Sort of at the moment, we've got the technology that's there today is using 3D glasses and 200 hertz screens and stuff like that.
The 3D glasses aren't going anywhere. It's the problem of choosing the 3D glasses because you've got one mob that used the tri-death 3D stuff and you've got the other mob that used the 200 hertz flicker glasses. And it's that choice between them. But that said, I don't think that technology is going anywhere fast until they stabilize that whole 3D without glasses technology. And there's only one mob doing that, and that's Nintendo. They're doing a good job about they'd launch the 3DS late this year if we're lucky.
Right, and who else are we seeing with 3D coming out? We've still got a couple of things to come out, haven't we, this year?
There's quite a few things in 3D. We know that Lenovo have launched a laptop this week, Toshiba have, Acer are working on a new one, there's a whole bunch of TV companies coming up their own ones, and there's a
I saw something the other day with some monitors that were coming out with some 3D technology.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a few already on the market, but there's a lot to come. The industry is not going to give up on this. It's going to stay around for a little bit longer.
Right. Well, I think that's a good thing.
It is. I agree. All of this can only help our technology.
Well, it's going to help, and it's also going to make ordinary 2D TV a lot better as well.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. You got something to tell the worm, haven't you?
I do. Worm, I know it's only been a short time. I know we've only been talking for like the past few hours, I guess, since you came on the show and since I saw you on thing. But loving you is just so easy. This is Sarah McLachlan from her new CD with Loving You Is Easy. 88.1 Radio 2RDJ. I've got to tell you, Dad, those phones and those Twitter responses have been ringing off the hook. You know what I've learned?
I have
tonight?
Indeed.
I hate making decisions.
Well, there's a surprise.
I know. News is already over, so let's get into some reviews.
Yeah. Review. This week we're talking about a projector.
A projector?
A projector.
You have it with you?
No, I don't. I'd have to go back during the week.
Oh, that's one of those things where even I didn't get to play with it.
That's right. This was a tiny projector. It's from HP. It's called a Notebook Projection Companion. And the reason it's called that is because this thing is about 4 or 5 inches by 4 or 5 inches by about 2 inches high.
Why is it your companion? Does it, like, talk to you in the night?
No, because it comes around with you. It's a very portable projector.
Like Sackboy.
Like Sackboy. A little bit heavier than Sackboy. Very solid construction. Aluminium casing around it. And the idea is that, let's say that you're the sort of person who has to go around to various clients and make sales presentations using your computer.
Person.
But let's just presume for a moment that you might be.
Do I get to wear a suit?
You, unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
Probably.
Do I get to try and sell knives?
You can throw knives.
Okay, cool. Continue with this review. I like being this knife salesman person.
Yeah. So the idea is that that when you go into somebody's office and you want to make a presentation to them and you've got stuff on your computer and you need to show it to a small group of people, so what you do, do you all gather around the computer and look at the screen, or is it much better to show it projected onto a wall or onto a screen or something?
It's better to show it on the wall, especially since I can have someone stand against the wall and I can throw knives at them and show
there
you how good my
and
knife
then, and
is.
And you can have a target, you know, sort
absolutely
of image rendered.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's what this is all about. It's
knife throwing.
Yes. It's for...
I intend to screw up your review, Dad.
Good, good. It's for that sort of person who has to travel around, make presentations in... all sorts of strange places that they don't normally go to, and they carry around this little projector. It can fit in your laptop bag quite comfortably. Take it out, takes just a few seconds to set up, plug it into your computer, and away you go, and you're projecting.
We would like to point out that the projector, the tiny projection companion, does not come with knives. And
it's not
intended for people who are knife-throwing salespeople.
Yeah,
although it could work with them still.
Yeah, it's like when you buy something, it says batteries not included, knives not included.
It doesn't include the knives. Can I give you a quick review on the new Xbox?
Well, hang on, I haven't quite finished yet.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it also comes with a little tripod.
Oh.
So you can just sort of raise it up off the desk and so on. But what I found with the tripod is that your connection cables, it has two connectors, one for the signal, one for the power. They're both on the same side, and they tend to make it a little bit sort of side heavy, so that if you put it on the tripod...
It topples?
It might topple, yeah. It could have a tendency to topple. So
not only are knives not included, it might actually fall over.
Yeah, that's about the only disadvantage. The image was very sharp. It's good for a throw of, say, up to about 2 metres, maybe a
How
little bit more.
How expensive is it?
Not that expensive. I think it was under $1,000.
Cool.
And, you know, sort of considering what it is, you know, sort of very portable and so you've got to pay for that, so... Very, very nice.
Give you my Xbox review. I've been playing the new black Xbox, which is slightly smaller, definitely quieter. It's about the same price. That makes a big difference. It can no longer give you the red ring of death, the failure when the graphics die.
They changed the colour of it, did they?
They removed the red LEDs, yeah. It can't do it.
So it'll just die and not tell you it's dead.
Basically, yes. But if it does that, no, it's actually a lot smaller. It's quite nicer. Builds about the same, plastic, it's glossy. It makes a big beep when you hit the eject button. What annoyed me about it was they've gone to this hard drive system, which is more like an actual computer, or even the PlayStation 3, which is just like a SATA drive in the top.
You yep.
put it in. The thing is, that's completely different from their proprietary hard drive system from before, that you had to buy these 120 gig drives and 60 gig drives, 250 gig drives. Problem I have with this is that say you have your old Xbox.
Yep.
Say I'm a knife salesman and say I've just you've got an Xbox.
Okay, so you can throw knives at the Xbox.
You can throw knives at the Xbox. You want to after this. If you've got 120 gig storage, you get 250 gig on this new one. You have to use a cable that you've got to buy separately to transfer your information across. That just seems a bit silly. Should come with the device, especially since it's not much different from a USB cable.
Right.
It's a little bit crap on Microsoft's part.
Okay, Microsoft, pay attention.
But it's a good device. It's just...
Well,
it's
we've certainly helped change Microsoft decisions in the past, so maybe we can do that again.
Have we really?
Yes,
we have. Have we?
Yes, we have.
Name one.
The pricing of Windows 7.
I guess we sort of did on that one, yeah.
Yes, we did. I'd like to think we had a reasonably big hand in that one, actually.
Yeah. We're still giving away some headphones here, the AJs.
AJs 2.
We've had a lot of responses.
We've got some very good responses, and we're just going. We're going to go through them in the next couple of minutes.
If we're actually
but if you want to, if you want to win them, yeah, either tweet Lee Stark, Lilo, L-E-I-G-H-L-O, or me, Gary Stark, at G-A-R-Y-S-T-R-K, or call us here in the studio, 97440881.
And here's a song we can't do a segue on, because it's Los Hombres Calientes from New Orleans with El Barrio. Radio 2RDJ, it is the Gadget Grill, the final moments of the Gadget Grill. I always say it's the final
moments. But you only say that when it's the final moments of the Gadget Grill.
I should say that at the beginning of the show, just to screw with you, Dad.
Yeah.
I really should.
Why not? We screw up everything else, don't
we? Yeah, may as well.
You want to try that again?
I really don't.
We do have. We've decided to give away two pairs of headphones.
There were
tonight.
Some really good entries.
Some really good entries.
Just make sure to keep them up next week, because we don't want to come home empty-handed or come home full-handed with nothing to give away. Because the next few weeks we still have prizes to give away.
We still have prizes. We've actually got about a bit over $1,000 worth of prizes, thanks to Jay.
Don't tell them that.
Jay
makes them feel like we have money or something.
Digital Radio, yeah, I know.
Well, it's, the distributor certainly has money, and we're giving away two because we had one from Twitter and one on the phone. We'll be completely honest. If you called and the phones were busy, we apologise for that.
That's how it goes.
We're not a commercial network. Yeah. We can't.
We're going to give away a pair of AJs 1, which is the which is going to be the second prize today.
Second prize goes to a Twitter responder, Ranin, whose name is actually Ranin Newsom. She's from Sydney. She's a photographer, a producer, and a mum, according to her Twitter page. And she said she hates her headphones. The right one is broken. It makes her dance lopsided. She looks like a tool when she dances lopsided. To be honest, I can't imagine what it is like to dance lopsided. But
I start off lopsided, so who cares?
But you know that this should help fix that, Rani.
Yes.
And the first prize, you took the phone call for that one.
I took the phone call, and the first.
Do you want to turn
prize,
that down a bit?
That is quite loud, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very loud.
I'm just trying to get the.
We've got Katie Noonan Fall on the Hill for our Australian track, our ending track for the night.
Just let me pull that down just a little bit more.
Pull that down just a little bit. We've still got a bit to say.
Yeah, and the winner was David from Wurunga.
Where's Wurunga?
On the North Shore.
Okay. Why don't you just say the North Shore? Wouldn't that have been easier?
And he gave us a call, and the cat has destroyed his current earphones. It's been chewing away at the cable.
Oh.
So I don't think I have that problem with the AJ's 2s, actually, Dave, because
the flat cable
and so on. So,
well, he would if he coats it in fish. So just as long as you don't coat the earphones in fish or any cheese or anything else, you'll be good.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got Cole Richardson.
Good day, Mr. Richardson.
Door.
How are you, sir?
We're
coming from Studio B, in case you hadn't noticed.
Because there were too many people in Studio A when we first came on. It's easier.
There was a party going on in Studio A.
It's easier to go with us. Go in there and set up. Cole Richardson setting up for his classical music.
Cole Richardson will be along after the 10 o'clock news here on 2RDJ FM 88.1. I guess that means that we've nearly finished the show for tonight.
Sure, but it's probably not worth mentioning a useless gadget, because the only one I had was the Tetris Physics Engine game, which was.
Well, rather than that, mention the iPhone app that you just did.
Someone actually pointed out to us online. Chris Nichols actually appointed Kinky Tory rather told us that we should try the iPhone procrastinator app.
Well, we wanted to, but we waited too long and it wasn't there anymore.
Yeah, they withdrew it because we took too long trying to find it, use it.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah, we just took too long.
You see the worm there is shaking his head at everything we say. Yeah.
Don't point at Colin when you're talking about the worm.
I'm talking about the worm. The worm happens to be below Colin.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's below everyone. Actually. something.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Gadget Grill.
Are you going to wrap up the show tonight?
No, I'm trying to get you to.
Oh, okay. You have been listening to the Gadget Grill here on 2RDJFM 88.1 and on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com. Congratulations to the winners of our AJ's headphones this evening. We hope that you enjoy them. And we'll be back next Sunday night at 9 o'clock with more headphones to give away and with more gadgetry talk and news. And we're going to...
Stuff. Knives. Not more knives.
Who knows what we're going to be doing? Knives are gadgets, aren't they? Yeah, that's a cutting remark, I know. We'll be back next Sunday night, so you take care. You have a good week. And my name is Gary Stark.
My name is Lee Stark. This is Katie Noonan, an Australian girl, with Fall on the Hill, the cover of a Beatles track done in jazz. Good night.